All right, you're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miners here. Tanner T. Roberts, the T in the middle stands for Thomas. Well, he's a writer, and according to his Twitter, he's a wannabe musician. Hello, Mr. Roberts. Welcome to the radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, if you're a wannabe musician, which musician do you want to be?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. I just try to play it all. Play the drums, play the guitar, play the piano, and try to mash it all together, and hopefully something good comes out of it.
But you watch somebody on video, and you think, that's the guy I want to be.
Tell you what got me into playing. When I was young, about 10 years old, my favorite band was AC/DC, and Angus Young, the guitar player in AC/DC, was one of my favorites, so I always started out trying to emulate his style, then grew into some other styles too as well. But that was always my first favorite band.
Are you wearing schoolboy shorts right now?
No, not quite. Not quite. I'm not saying I haven't donned that outfit.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
Everybody's done that for one Halloween party at one time or another. That's how that goes. All right, Tanner, you've got a book where you wrote Dumb Politics, first off, didn't you?
That's correct, I did.
But your new book is 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal, the Ultimate Guide for Woke, Progressive, and Superior Individuals. Oh, my goodness, I love the title of this book. Why, what you're doing is pointing out people who are virtue signaling, I believe.
That's exactly correct. I just want to make a note that this is satire. It's complete sarcasm. Some people, when I was putting this book out, they're like, why would we want 101 tips to become a radical liberal? It's a joke, guys. Come on. It's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm a comedian. I'm making jokes here. So give me walk me down the path a little bit. Give me some examples of how to become a radical liberal guide for woke, progressive, superior individuals.
All right. Well, sure, sure. I mean, just for your listeners out there, this book is illustrated by me as well. So each one of these tips has some poorly drawn illustrations and cartoons, but they get to the point. So I'll start with tip number one, the first tip in the book, because I think this tip kind of sets a precedence for all the rest of the tips that precede it. And that tip is, number one, is to never be complacent, because the left is never complacent. They're never happy with the situation. They're always finding some kind of evil root in any situation. And I'll describe the picture in tip number one. It's two ladies having dinner. One of the ladies is standing up, sort of yelling at the other lady. And what she's saying is, can you believe the word menopause has the word men in it? We need to put a pause on men and their patriarchal control on our vocabulary. So that's a kind of a genius insight you can expect in the book.
And that's exactly right. There is somebody out there who's bothered by that. I've heard a woman complain before that a church book is called a hymnal. And it's like, wait, what? You know, it's just, people get carried away over anything. It's just to be...
Oh, over anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exactly right. They just have to shoot off their cannon about how upset they are about something every day. And all Twitter does is just keep stirring up the hornet's nest every day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this book is, it's a parody, but it's hard to parody something that really parodies itself. You know, because, you know, satire is, you know, just taking the extreme of an idea or a person. But, you know, when somebody wrote some of these tips, they, you know, so these things come to fruition. So how can you make a parody of something that's already starting to exist?
Your cover illustration is just phenomenal. It's is that supposed to be you, the guy on there?
No, not quite. He makes another appearance in the book. I do have a picture of me within the book, and I forget where it's at. The guy on the book screaming, no justice, no peace. Eliminate free speech. You know, just I have the book broken out in sections. So 10 tips for a night out, 10 tips for fixing the holidays, 10 tips for obnoxious protesting. And that's where this guy makes it in. But I break out the book in those different segments so you can really get radical in your everyday life.
Exactly. The funniest thing that I find is the bumper sticker coexists. It goes on cars, and the people who have the coexist bumper sticker really don't believe that. They mean coexist if you think exactly like I do. Otherwise, I hope you die soon.
That's exactly right. There's nothing more there's nothing more frustrating than that type of virtue signaling where they talk about their level of tolerance. And I have that in one of my tips is to be tolerant but not too tolerant. I forget which tip that is, but that just popped in my mind. That's tolerant of everybody that believes like you, thinks like you, may look different, but at least has the same mind. But anything else outside of that, don't tolerate that.
Please die soon. And you even put on there a trigger warning. This book is satire. And you just want to let people know you're only, it's joking. Because people, as you know, some people take this stuff so seriously that they wake up and their head is boiling already. And they're just looking for something to get them all stirred up again every day. It's sad.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to always put those kind of warnings for those people. But overall, it's been a fun book to write and to get people's reactions. I've gotten a lot of good feedback off of it. So for the majority, even I had a liberal say that they couldn't help but laugh and at some of the outlandish things in there. They even enjoyed it. They bought it for me. They spent their money on it. That was a pretty good success in my mind.
The number one thing that you make note of it, the guy with the megaphone on the cover, is that you're stomping out free speech, and that's the craziest thing in the world. That even on college campuses, the institutions of higher learning, you shall not speak if it's not woke. And it's like, wait a minute, aren't we here to learn about the various voices and then make a determination from that? No, not any longer.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's they want to be the arbiters of what is considered hate speech. And that's just a dangerous road to go down because you're eliminating the ability to think differently when you have some arbiter out there, some invisible entity deciding what you can and cannot hear. And the fact that people, it used to be back in the day, we would say that, hey, somebody would go to college, they're in their little bubble, but once they get out into the real world, they'll understand. Well, now companies and corporations are implementing the same kind of silence and virtue signaling within their confines too as well.
Right.
So it's just getting really dangerous.
Exactly. We're getting into I keep telling people eventually we're all going to be in forts, just like in the Wild West. We're all going to have to build a fort and just figure it out and just stay in our fort and just roll with people that think like you. That's how that goes.
Mr.
Roberts, I am out of time. I just want to let people know they can find your book, 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal, because I'm sure that'll be a fun stocking stuffer for people who may be irked by that. That's always the best kind of stocking stuffer to put in.
Absolutely. You can find it on Amazon, 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal. It says it's running low on stock, but we just refilled their order, so you'll get your order in time. The book is selling pretty well. Get it for your conservative friend, family member to make them laugh, or get it for a liberal to piss them off. It's available now.
That's how that works. All right, Tanner, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
There you go. Tanner Roberts, the book again, 101 Tips to Become a Radical Liberal, available online.